Hey, everybody, and welcome to a special edition of Knocked Conscious, broadcasting live, or recorded live, from the Treehouse in Phoenix, Arizona. Today, we're doing a special. It's an interview that I conducted back on October 30th, 2017, so just over 3 years ago. The reason I wanted to release this one today is because it's Election Day, November 3rd, 2020, and Prop 207 is on the ballot for Arizona. That's for the legalization of recreational cannabis. I did an interview about hemp and CBD oil with Anthony S. Pico. If you remember Anthony, he was the astrologer, the professional astrologer of 34 years who came on our podcast and did a two-parter with us, did a reading for Chris, which was really accurate. But here is my interview from 3 years ago. I hope it still has some good information in it, but I figured it was appropriate to release on Election Day considering it's up for vote. And just for the record, I believe that Prop 207 will pass 51.3% to 48.7%. I'm hoping that prediction's correct because that would make me feel really cool about it. But I hope you enjoy it. Here it is.
And welcome and good evening, everybody, once again to Cosmic Tuesdays, which is heard every Monday evening on the Hazy Radio Network. My name is Anthony Pico, and I am your host, as I always am. I am a professional astrologer with almost 32 years of experience at this point, and I'm also just a very curious person that has always made a point of investigating stuff that interests me, and most of it has been relatively paranormal or abnormal or whatever normal you want to call it. And we discuss anybody I can interview. I drag them on here every Monday evening. That's from 9:30 to 11 p.m. on the Hazy Radio Network. There are two goals to this show, okay? I like to interview all types of people, cover all kinds of discipline, all kinds and sorts of skills, all kinds of knowledge. And your job, if you want to take it up, is to listen. And if you like something a guest says, then take it and use it and make it yours. And if you don't like some of what they say, then ignore that stuff, okay? I think the time has come for all of us to create our own personal spirituality. Yes, I know we're all one with the universe and we're all very connected, but we are also very distinct people. And each one of us came in with our own viewpoint, our own goals, our own skills and abilities to add to this big crazy mess we call the universe. So one size no longer fits all is a big theme of this issue, of this show, and what you can do about your own spirituality. Also, the second reason, you are not alone, okay? Many people are interested in these things that up until now have not been considered mainstream and normal and all that stuff. But times are changing. You know, I think we're heading back to a period of time when we respected some of these things a little more often. Okay, and what else? What else? That's it for now, I guess. So that means I'm basically turning to my guest, who is named man named Mark Pauls, P-U-L-S, Pauls, and he was on a few weeks ago to talk about his own spirituality and his growth and where it's taken him, and we're going to touch some more on that tonight. But right now we're going to start with a nice long discussion about CBD oil, cannabis, and hemp is a use of what it can be used for. There are many, many things it can be used for. As a matter of fact, Mark, my guest Mark, sent me this great article that I've been reading about how in the 1940s, Henry Ford built a car out of hemp, which he then used hemp fuel to run it. And it did really, really well. And for some odd reason, it was suppressed. Now, yes, this is the same stuff. Hemp is the same stuff as you smoke, if you're so inclined to be a pot smoker. But there's much, much, much more to hemp and cannabis and CBD oil than just getting high. And our guest tonight is an entrepreneur and fascinated and drawn to this stuff. And I have known nothing almost about it. So we're going to find out tonight. Mark, are you there?
I am, sir. How are you?
Welcome back. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and always joyful. Hemp. Okay. This is such a loaded topic, and I know that hemp was actually very, very useful for a long, long time. I mean, I think I think Jefferson and Washington had forests of hemp, or at least grew hemp for its usage to make rope and other stuff. But we decided in the 1930s to make it illegal, which is, to me, terribly funny that anybody tries to make a plant illegal. You know, it's like, we're going to arrest you and throw you in jail. It's like, what the hell? So, but you've gotten more into, lately, even though it's been banned in many levels, people are actually taking a pretty fresh look at what hemp can and cannot do throughout history, throughout medical, plastic, rope, all kinds of things. So I'm just curious, where do you want to start with this? Where do you, what first, you know, what can we be done with? Well, you're, excuse me, I'm
no worries.
It's so, been a long day for me. Where, what is cannabis?
I think what we want to start with is kind of separating marijuana and hemp. There's a distinct difference between the two. Cannabis is the mother plant of both. So to use an analogy, marijuana and hemp are kind of like siblings, but like many siblings, they're very different. So you're not smoking hemp. You're generally smoking marijuana for its euphoric properties. Hemp is much more used in industrial and other applications. So that's the first delineation between the two. Are you familiar with THC, the property that gets you the high?
Yes, tetrahydrocannabinol, I believe it's, and it's, that's the stuff when you smoke you get messed up.
That's where you get, exactly, get giggly, right? Yeah. Get giggly and hungry. So one of the biggest differences between the two plants is that hemp has 0.3% or less THC content. Marijuana can have 17 to 117 times that amount in it. So that's one of your biggest differences. You're not getting the high from hemp like you would from marijuana. The other part of it is that marijuana must be kind of controlled in its growth, grow houses, things like that. It's pretty sensitive of a plant. Hemp can almost be grown, I don't want to say everywhere, but pretty much anywhere. It doesn't require much care.
It's essentially a weed. I mean, it's...
It is. It's called weed for a reason. That's where weed came from. Exactly. That's exactly right.
Yeah. So, we actually have people already. I didn't realize. I'm very ignorant of this topic, but we have people in the chat room. Bill, one of our regulars, is talking about how his dad grew over 100 acres of hemp during World War II. He has a family picture from 1945 with the 12-foot hemp plants in the background. It was raised to make rope for the Navy. So there you go.
That's correct. Exactly. And as a matter of fact, the USS Constitution had 60 tons of hemp sails and rigging in 1760. Mm. So it made sails. It was used for rope, clothing. As a matter of fact, part of the War of 1812 was disputed over hemp as a crop. Wow. It was used as legal tender back in the 1700s. And to your point, Jefferson, Washington grew it. Jefferson actually has a patent that separated the stalk. It was called, I think, the hemp break, I believe is what it was called. And it helped separate the fibers for it. Kind of like, pretty interesting.
Kind of like a cotton gin for hemp, I guess, huh?
Exactly. Yeah, it's a perfect analogy for it.
And it makes great rope. I know from just experience, we can make paper out of it. We can make clothing out of it. We can make... So all these things were very valid until it became, you know, tarred with the whole drug addict stuff going on.
But, right, exactly. And they lump those two together. And it's easy to do that because there are some similar traits to both, correct? Even though the concentrations aren't there, it's easy for lobbyists of pharmaceutical companies, lumber mills, cotton, you know, other fiber companies, fuel companies that drill to combat, you know, hemp as a whole. It's easy to hold down a plant like that, but you'd be surprised. Anything that can be made out of fossil fuels, you can actually make out of hemp oil.
And it's renewable.
Yeah, and it's sustainable. It's renewable. As a matter of fact, the emissions from a hemp burning engine is actually fertilizer for the next crop. It's not the caustic things that we're breathing in here. So there's an interesting article about that specifically with fuel, where 1 acre of hemp can make up to 300 gallons of fuel, or 300 barrels of fuel.
Wow.
And basically, you did, and it can grow in so many different places, right? Like we said, it's a weed. 100 million acres is 300 million barrels of oil. And we only use half of that in this country a year. So we actually could almost single-handedly completely get off of fossil fuels and use this hemp oil.
Provided, of course, people wanted us off fossil fuel.
Right, but who does, right? We do.
Yes.
The people in control don't, right? And that's kind of, those are the things that I'm trying to help awaken or show to people, is there's a lot of lobbyists out there that don't want to give up the control of what they have. Pharmaceuticals are a great example as well.
Well, pharmaceuticals is part of it, but it just seems to me that if you're a forester and you're cutting trees to make paper, if you're an oil executive, of course, you know, you definitely want to squash it too. And I don't know how much has actually been how much research has actually been done using CBD oil. I mean, right now it's
illegal. Growing exponentially.
Okay. Yeah,
it's absolutely growing exponentially. We actually have a product that is legal in all 50 states because of the way we cultivate it and how we grow it and where we get it from. What's interesting, if we could go back to 1937 when the original medical marijuana or the Marijuana Act, the Marijuana Tax Act, it lumped hemp and marijuana together. Mm. Called Reefer Madness, right? You're gonna go crazy if you take this stuff. Well, that was actually a lobby between the lumber mills and the newspapers. They didn't want competition for paper. I mean, that's a part of it. So right there, off of the bat, there was a lobby that just didn't want us to be part of that.
And of course, once you make something illegal, it's pretty hard to do research on it.
That's correct.
You know, it kind of just closes the door. I mean, it's been known for a long time that there's the marijuana you smoke, and there's the marijuana you either make hemp out of, or catnip is a form of marijuana. It just doesn't work on us humans.
Exactly.
But the cats definitely enjoy it.
So. Cats absolutely enjoy it. And that's what's kind of funny about that, too. In 1937, it was grown on farms in large extents, and it was actually in the feed. And the cows ate it, and the pigs ate it, and the chickens ate it, and we ate those chickens, cows, and pigs. So we were getting a very natural influx of cannabinoids as a whole. Mm. Cannabinoid is a chemical substance in cannabis. CBD happens to be the highest concentration, or the strongest, the one showing the most positive feedback. But we actually have a system in our body called the endocannabinoid system. And it was only discovered 30 years ago. Now, the analogy I use is this. We have hemoglobin in our blood, in our red blood cells, correct?
Right.
When we breathe oxygen, or when we breathe air, the oxygen attaches to the hemoglobin. That's what oxygenates our blood. If we did not have hemoglobin in our body, we would not survive. Our blood would not be oxygenated. So the question then begs is, why do we have a system that readily has receptors for cannabinoids if we don't feed that system?
Yes.
It's the body's a very efficient thing. It doesn't just make systems redundantly. It actually is very efficient, and there's a reason for everything in our body. And we're starting to discover that. And since 1937, in the 80 years that it's been illegal, look at the obesity rates, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, mood disorders, depression. I can't 100% promise that that's where it is, but if you reel that back, there's a definite correlation there.
Yeah, we've done a lot of things in the past 70 years or so that have more that have messed with natural stuff. I mean, hemp became illegal. We also started treating a lot more medicines with pills, and we started doing more genetic growing of crops, and it could all be part of the same thing. I mean, at least if nothing else, the hemp there people were eating through their cows and pigs and chickens was at least organically done. It wasn't like Monsanto, you know.
That's correct.
Reprogrammed it to grow a certain way. And just for a historical line, and I'm not even going to come close to covering the last 8,000 years. But I do want to say that from a website we have, in the year 6,000 BC, cannabis seeds and oil were used for food in China. Textiles were made of hemp in 4,000 BC. It was used as medicine in 2737 BC for the Emperor Shen Nang of China. I mean,
it was recorded, so I guess that would make sense, right?
hemp rope appears in Greece in 200 BC. 500 AD, the Jewish Talmud mentions the euphoriant properties of cannabis. So yeah, it's obviously been used for a long, long time, and the door got slammed shut, you know.
Absolutely.
And part of that too, besides the people you mentioned, the oil and paper people, is that we also had the what happened in the mid '30s was that prohibition was abandoned. So now that's alcohol right. was available, and the poor people that went around breaking up all the stills now had to find work. So they also lobbied to have marijuana declared as a dangerous drug, yada, 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 so they could have work to do.
And the truth is, hemp basically is competition for so many industries. And that's what it came down to. It really steps on everyone's toes, right? If what's interesting is the product that we make, the CBD oil we make, the byproduct of that makes products like hempcrete. Hempcrete is a building material. Now, you've heard of a zero carbon footprint?
Right.
It actually has a negative carbon footprint. It actually filters the air. It's antimicrobial, antibacterial, antifungal. We've actually made buildings out of these. We made one for Earth Day. And we held a blowtorch to it. It didn't catch on fire. It filters the air. It doesn't have mold. It's unbelievable.
So when you're saying hempcrete, you're saying something like concrete. So is this something that...
It's like that, yeah, like a building material.
And it gets poured into blocks and whatnot, and you build from it. Okay.
That's correct. They also have hemp fiberboard as well, kind of that replaces like drywall. It's actually waterproof, and the same thing, negative carbon footprint. Here we're talking about negative carbon footprint, global warming, all these things. There's a natural plant that has these types of characteristics.
Well, that's pretty interesting. But can any of this, I mean, you have hempcrete and you have these things you're discussing, but can any of this be produced legally in any kind of mass way in the United States at this point?
At this point, it's starting to turn. I believe in 2014, President Obama had allowed hemp to be grown. I know there are states like my state of Arizona. I have a medical marijuana card because the state's rights over the federal rights.
Right.
Colorado grows a lot of what they call boutique hemp. We actually grow ours overseas or in another country. We import it. And there's not a loophole, but we work within the law. As long as the hemp is grown, imported from the mature stock of a hemp plant and has less than 0.3% THC, we actually are legal. So we actually bring the product to the United States, make our products from those, and then ship them out to the rest of the country.
Huh. I'm impressed. So there are countries you can grow this stuff. I mean, obviously.
That is correct. Absolutely. It's funny. Canada, I believe, has a lot of industrial hemp. However, CBD is illegal. It's unbelievable how it's backwards for them. Their laws are extremely strict on the use of it, but industrially they can grow it. It's very interesting.
And CBD oil, is it, I mean, do we know what drugs it's used in? Is it used as a drug by itself? What are some of the uses that it has been put to?
Absolutely, yeah. I can speak to that.
Are you sure?
So CBD is actually a compound that's called cannabidiol. It is one of about 100 or so cannabinoids that are found in hemp plant. It just happens to be a high concentration of it. We actually make a product that has up to 24% CBD in it. We're finding that it has, I can't call it, it's not anti-psychotropic because it actually does affect the mind in a positive way in some research. It's more of an anti-intoxicant, where THC is more the intoxicant.
So you say it can help the mind without necessarily send you off on a high or a trip or whatever. It's more like a psychoactive drug. Okay.
It actually battles the effects of THC. So even the trace amounts of THC that we have in our product, and we do have a zero THC product, and I'll talk about that later. What's great about it is it does combat any of the psychotropic effects of THC. So our percentages are just, we were able to cultivate it and grow it to the point where we have a high CBD content at maturity.
That's, and it is easy to grow. You're absolutely right. So,
It is, absolutely. And it is. It's ant. It, you know, it doesn't need pesticides. It's non-GMO. It actually combats blight, whereas, you know, we're getting crops like corn and things that are being succumbed to blight and all these other pests and everything. It's, I don't want to say invincible, but it's pretty darn tough to get rid of.
So do you... So wait, you find hemp itself to get rid of? Yeah, as a plant.
Yeah, hemp itself as a plant is hard for it to have any effects to weather or other insects or any kind of other things like that. Plus, like you said, it's sustainable and it's renewable. I believe there's about three crop you can get three seasons in a year
out of one field. So, wow,
out of one field, and once again, it doesn't have those effects where you have to kind of recycle the crops and all those types of things, at least from the research I've done on that.
So what the biggest issue is, I guess, taking on all these huge corporations, right?
Taking on all these huge corporations. I mean, I'm having a hard time with pharmaceutical companies. There's actually a pharmaceutical company in the state of Arizona that was just indicted by our state attorney general. They pushed opioids on people, and everyone's heard of the opioid epidemic,
right?
And what happened was they were paying doctors to push opioids on their patients. And one of the claims is that when insurance, when the person couldn't afford the opioids, they would lie and say that the patient had cancer so they would cover under insurance. I mean, it runs deep. It runs very deep with this. And there's billionaires running around, walking around, you know, that are untouchable.
Mm. So just a quick side question. We're getting close to our first break, but we have about 5 or 6 minutes. Somebody asked, does this non-THC hemp help chronic pain? Now, I know the medical marijuana is often used for people with chronic pain, but I'm wondering, is that part of what CBD oil can be used for?
Absolutely. First of all, it's a great question. I have to say this before I can continue. Of course, I am not a medical doctor. I do work with medical doctors. I work. Our CEO is actually a medical doctor. And as a matter of fact, if you reach out to me, I can actually get us on a phone call. It's that amazing. I mean, we are so willing to share this knowledge with people. But there's a website called echoconnection.org, and it's ECHO. CONNECTION.org. And if you look under education portion of that, ECHO stands for education, collaboration, and hope. And there's three facets to it. The education, there's a part that shows every scientific study done with cannabinoids, cannabidiol, CBD, and a specific ailment, cancer, Parkinson's, fibromyalgia, depression. And you can literally go down the laundry list alphabetically, and you can see all the different studies that are done and the results that came from that. We actually work with children with a zero THC product, pure CBD. We give 4 milligrams of CBD for every kilogram of weight for a child. Okay. So I'll give you an example. A child that's 110 pounds is 50 kilograms, right? 50 times 2.2.
Right.
So they're getting 200 milligrams a day. Our biggest quote unquote suggest, you know, we are a supplement technically, but our biggest piece is 0.5 gram of our oil is 120 milligrams. So children are being given this for epilepsy and for, you know, very serious conditions. And it's very close to my heart when I see people with cancers, and we'll share that story and we'll share many other stories a little bit later today. The effects that I've seen, and on myself, how I've changed, diabetes. I'm type 2 diabetic, and I was double digit A1C blood sugar number. I'm down to pre-diabetic numbers now, and I could not do it without the help of that. It was the extra push I needed to help with that.
And a little quickie question before we head out for a few minutes. Somebody's asking, obviously there's other more than ways. What form helps? Do you take it orally? Is there also a version that can be rubbed on as an oil or a pain medicine of some kind or cream?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a great question. How much time do we have, Anthony, on this?
Oh, you can take it as much as you need.
Okay. I'll give you the most potent to least potent ways to take things. Does that make sense?
Sure.
So the best way, the most effective way to get anything into your body is to actually inhale it. So if you were to vape CBD, which we have vapes, the lungs are designed to go directly into the bloodstream, right? We talked about that. The red blood cells are right there. Large surface area, soft tissue. The second most effective would be under the tongue. It's called sublingually. And that's soft tissue, right? There's actually little receptors underneath. So when I take my product, I actually keep it under my tongue for a minute or two, switch it around my mouth, and then swallow it. The third would be soft tissue like the gums or even rectally. A lot of cancer patients take it closest to the source of the cancer. So they'll take, like, is it a prophylactic? Is that, I believe, what they call those?
Yeah, close enough, sure.
So they would take it in the soft tissue. And then the next most effective way would actually be to ingest it. Where the ingestion becomes an issue is more of the stomach acids. It has to go through all of your organs to get to your bloodstream. So once you start taking it internally after a period of time and you have that regular amount in your body, you're pretty good to go. But the initial effects are a little bit slower, if that makes sense.
Okay. No, it makes enough sense.
And then the last way would be topically. And we actually have a topical salve. I actually call it the gateway undrug. You can believe that.
Funny way.
That's what sold me with my knee problem, and I'm happy to share that after the break.
Okay. We have other questions, too, about Zumi from the chat room saying oil or pills. And Zumi, it looks like both or more. But we're going to take a break here. It's time for the commercials and the news broadcast. And we are back once again with Cosmic Tuesdays. It is October 30th, 2017. My name is Anthony Pico. We are on every Monday from 9:30 to 11 p.m. Hopefully all is running smoothly out there in radio listening land.
I am, sir.
Ah, we're back. Okay, we're back. I'm hearing some beeping from our chat room. Let me just see what I can find out there. I did have somebody actually call me and ask something. This is a relatively new topic to me, but he said there's like CBD gum of some kind called Canchu, and that it helps with IBS among other things. I'm wondering, can you offer any more information about this? What you know about it?
Absolutely. Yeah. So CBD as a whole, once again, I'll refer you to echoconnection.org, but it will talk about IBS and all these other symptoms. The chewing gum is just a delivery system, to be honest, for the CBD.
Right.
So the gum isn't the special part. It's, in my humble opinion, it's the CBD infused gum.
Right, of course.
So I work with a company whose the parent company has about 5 or 6 subsidiaries. One of them is called Axon Biomed, and I believe they made a patent for chewing gum. I'm not that well versed on it, but I do know that the patent has been approved and whatnot, and that's the stock jumped from 22 cents a share up to $19.85 a share. And that was back in October of last year. So I do know that. Other than that, I do know it's an infused gum, but there are patents out there for that.
Okay, so you'll just have to dig and look a little deeper.
And to your point, like you said, there's gummies, there's chews, we have oils, pills, vapes, we have salves. I mean, there are so many different delivery methods now for this oil that are all natural.
And somebody apparently wants to order from you already.
we'll talk after the show for sure.
Yeah. And just to mention, where would they contact you to order anything or to discuss the possibility of where you can direct them to? Is there a particular? I mean, they go to the
absolutely.
Okay.
So I would direct them to galactichempire.com.
Right.
That is a landing page to a Facebook page that I just created. It's going to include all things hemp, but CBD is kind of my passion because. As we spoke last time, I want to help the world. I want to make the world better and make everybody feel better.
Sure.
And I believe this is my way of adding purpose to my passion, you know? So that's specifically for me. You can email me directly at galactichempire.com. And if you look at the logo, it might look a little familiar, but it's pretty fun.
Yes, so. It's an interesting logo. And so they would just, so they can go to the Galactic Empire and find an email address there. Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah. GalacticEmpire@gmail.com is my email address. You can direct message Mark Poles at Facebook. We have a number of different groups, both open and closed. We have fibromyalgia groups, autistic groups. We have empire groups. You know, it's pretty interesting. It's a movement for sure.
And just to make
but I'd ask that you contact me directly and we'll get you taken care of. For
okay.
Sure.
Just to mention the website, in case you didn't hear it, it's Galactic Empire with an H, not Galactic Empire, but GalacticEmpire.com, in case you just didn't hear it as clearly as you could have. And Bill, he has one question. As the FDA and the USA obviously will not touch research into the subject, what equivalent agencies in other countries have done research, and what kind of results do you know about? What do you know about other research done elsewhere?
Yes, I can speak directly to that, and that is a phenomenal question. So actually, the FDA has just made an announcement that they believe that CBD and cannabinoids can be beneficial in some way.
Hard.
If you contact me directly, I'll get you the literature for it for sure. We work directly with Mexico and Brazil. We have children in Mexico and Brazil. Part of the Echo Connection .org is actually a charitable organization where we help thousands of children. There's a girl named Sadie that had a piece of her brain removed in Mexico, and she was getting a product of CBD. The Mexican government stepped in and said, "We'll let her have it if we can have a zero THC product." So our company actually made a zero THC product, and her father is now serving in the Mexican Senate. So he's single-handedly changing the laws as we speak.
Wow. That's pretty impressive.
It's pretty amazing. It's amazing how one person can make a difference. I've shook the man's hand, and I've met Sadie. It's an amazing story. It moves me every time.
Yeah, I can imagine. So Mexico is the closest place. Those are the people you work through, but I guess other countries...
And South America would be another one.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
And we just launched, our company specifically just launched Europe, a European expansion in Q4 of this year. So it's very accepted in a lot of places. It just wasn't implemented, basically. So now we have the means to do it. So we're kind of helping do that.
Now, somebody's just asking, just curious, can one get this at health food stores like Whole Foods or you know, this oil? Or is it something that has to be ordered through your company or a company like yours?
There may be other companies, but you have to be very careful. I like to do apples to apples comparisons. Mm-hmm. When I see online companies selling it, I'll give you an example. Our company actually talks about the amount of CBD in each quote unquote supplemental serving.
Right.
We'll say 50 milligrams of CBD. What companies will do, they'll say they have 500 milligrams of hemp oil, but they don't speak to the effectiveness of the hemp oil or the concentration.
Okay.
So what I like to do is I like to be specific about how much CBD is in a product, because that's what we're finding is the bigger portion of it.
Well, that's also how you can gauge if it's working or not. If you don't even know what's in the person you're giving the person, how the hell can
that's
you
correct.
That's the right amount that's, or not, yeah.
Right. And the analogy would be a gallon of oil or a gallon of gasoline, right? How do you know if it's 87 octane or 91 octane or 110 octane?
Right.
It's kind of an analogy like that. What they talk about when they talk about the endocannabinoid system, once again, I'm not a doctor, but the research talked about a normal healthy human being getting about 50 milligrams of CBD per day. That's a good number to have. But a lot of companies are going to say, oh, well, we have 500 milligrams of hemp oil per serving. That doesn't tell you how much CBD's in it, though.
Well, somebody,
that's what you have to be very careful
about. Somebody who knows your stuff just posted in the chat room and is agreeing with you, saying not all CBD oils are created equal. The recommended supplement for a healthy individual is 25 to 50 milligrams per day. Huge difference between products. She says some are a lot of carrier oil. So it's
that is correct.
Just speaking to what you were talking about earlier, you know,
yeah. medium chain triglycerides, like we talked about, the gum is the medium, right? It's the delivery system.
Right.
Our hemp vape, for example, we have a hemp vape that's 100 milligrams of CBD in one vape, but the way to actually vape it, it has medium chain triglycerides, which is coconut oil and some other products. They're all natural, but they obviously quote unquote dilute the potency of the CBD, right?
But you need them to put them in a vape. I mean, that's a certain.
That's correct. Right. In this case, it works fine. We actually publish the amount of CBD per supplemental serving that we talk about.
Well, that's the responsible way to go about it. And I do want to mention, actually, we all get tremendous amounts of junk email. And one thing I found turning up in the past 6 or 8 months is all these spams for CBD oil. So apparently it's becoming popular enough that a lot of questionable people have stepped in to try to make some profits on it. Somebody is also
the one I think is funny is the chewable gummies, is the anti-anxiety gummies. Those are the emails I keep getting for for CBD. So
somebody wants to know, and I guess this is, you're not a doctor, but I guess you can give us a general outlook. Is it safe to take with prescription meds? I guess it matters on which meds are involved.
Great question again. Once again, I am not a doctor, and I would always say consult with your physician. I don't, because I know who's in their pockets, but that's my personal opinion. The studies that I've seen, the main interference in the study that I've done, once again, not being a doctor, is that it may inhibit with some steroids, but it doesn't necessarily inhibit the ability of other quote-unquote drugs. The reason it's steroids, I believe the steroids might, and once again, I have to say, not a doctor, but the steroids have some of the similar receptors, so they might inhibit, one's going to fight the other to take, for the body to accept. But other than that, I have not seen any negative pieces. As a matter of fact, what's funny about it is blood thinning is a side effect. It actually thins your blood, which helps natural. So people are getting off of blood pressure medications and blood thinners because the natural side effect is that it thins the blood in a natural way. It's an anti-inflammatory.
I do want to mention, actually, that you're mentioning that. Somebody in the chat room is also mentioning it and is also saying she's hoping to possibly see if she can get off Synthroid, too, along with her blood pressure medication. But she's saying she currently has no side effects from taking them together with those, at least those two drugs,
I agree with that, but I can't tell people to do that.
I perfectly understand that.
And at the same point, please reach out to me, anyone who's listening. I have people who have had their blood pressure halved. I mean, we're talking someone who had 180 over 100 is now 110 over 70, and they actually show us. And we're talking within a month. Weight loss, 46 pounds in 30 days. I mean, it's some of these things they're truly unbelievable until you actually experiencing them yourselves.
Yeah, it definitely sounds it's a shame. For 70 years we just sat on this thing. I mean, we wouldn't do anything else.
Someone sat on it.
Well, there is, of course, there's a lot of corporate intrigue going on here. We know how much money tends to make certain things available and other things not available,
That's correct.
And
the other thing you want to be careful about is CBDs are starting to become big in pharmaceutical companies, but they're synthetic. The body does not take to synthetic pieces. Look at the opioid epidemic.
Right.
These synthetic opioids, if you had natural opioids, not saying that's a good thing, but it's a much less harmful thing for you than a synthetic opioid, for sure.
No, I think it's absolutely true. You can't make fake or synthetic, drugs and not expect the body to respond. And there's some people that feel that one of the biggest problems with no calorie sugar, whatever they're using, is that it starts screwing up your metabolism because it's a left-handed molecule. Your body doesn't know how to process it, but it still thinks it's got sugar. So it's sort of like you're feeding the body like 5 or 6 different messages, and it doesn't know where to go forward. So yeah, organic and more natural is always a better way to do things.
And in addition, artificial sweeteners tend to be a neurotoxin as well.
Well, yeah, and then there's that too. Somebody says, "What about cholesterol? Do you know if it's used for cholesterol at all?"
That's a great question. When we talk about the endocannabinoid system, the primary source of that endocannabinoid system, it's one of the largest, if not the largest, self-regulatory systems in the body. So it affects mood, blood sugar, all these other pieces. I would venture a guess that it would also affect that because the body's desires to be in what's called homeostasis. It's called balance, right?
Right, sure.
When your body's more acidic than alkaline, that's when the cancers come. That's when all the diseases come. The autoimmune disorders. If you can get more alkaline and get more of a balance in your body, that nothing grows in alkaline, for example. Cancers don't grow in alkaline. So that's a very big piece, is the homeostasis. What we're finding, once again, not a medical professional, but we're finding that this homeostasis is being aided by CBD, especially through the endocannabinoid system, because we have receptors. CB1 receptors are in the brain and in the nervous system. CB2 receptors are in the organs and in the immune system, and they actually attach to the to those cannabinoids that, that we take.
So on one level, because we all need it apparently, making it a weed was pretty clever, so to speak.
You know what's funny? I want to say this too. A lot of people say miracle, right? And you hear miracle, and there's an interesting phrase that I heard about. I heard a miracle is just God's ordinary truth as seen through surprised eyes. And it's okay. This plant a miracle. It's just doing what it's always done for years. We've just not accepted it recently. We had all this time and then held it down for the last, 800 years.
Right. So we're getting more questions in here. Does it, somebody says, I took steroids for years and now I have weight issues. Can CBD can help me lose weight? Question mark. Would you elaborate a little more about that? Like how it's used, or do you have that at your fingertips?
I can. Once again, with the homeostasis, I can give you firsthand knowledge of people who have lost a lot of weight.
Okay.
Weight loss is, once again, a strange side effect. Our supplement doesn't talk about the weight loss. Echo Connection, when you look at it, they're more medical conditions. But what is the single root cause of 99.9% of medical conditions? It's inflammation. And as a natural anti-inflammatory, it helps reduce the medical condition by addressing the inflammation. It's kind of a direct correlation. I can't tell you, promise you that that's going to happen, but I know many people have lost 30, 40 pounds in a month, or they're realizing their genes are a little looser or things like that. I've had personal experiences with that as well.
Okay. Somebody is asking, this is getting a little specific, but does it work in tandem with kratom, another natural pain reliever? And then I googled that while you were talking, and it looks like kratom is from a tropical evergreen tree in the coffee family, and you make a soft paste, and I guess you use it as a pain killer. I don't know if you'd be capable of asking if it interacts with CBD oil or not, but or these products.
I wouldn't be able to answer that, but I can speak about the cannabinoids and their entourage effect. All the cannabinoids working together.
Okay, sure.
And I don't see that in inhibiting the effect of ketin. So I would say in a weird way, ketin does one thing, CBD and cannabinoids might do another, but they don't fight each other for the same thing. But once again, I don't know that 100%.
Okay, I don't either. Just by Googling, I'm noticing some people are saying, what is the DEA one, a bad kratom? So it looks like there's a lot of questions about it, too. Which, who knows, maybe you'll need somebody to research it the same way they do kind of CBD oil. So
maybe I'll be a kratom advocate next time.
You're going to have to be careful how you pronounce that. Okay.
Kratom?
Kratom. Okay. So we had about 5 or 6 minutes before we get into the next break, but I'd like to start touching into how you and we may be interrupted by chat questions, but have you okay, this is a good question, and I'm not saying this to challenge you, but somebody's just saying, sounds like a modern day snake oil. What would he say to skeptics?
That is a great question. I would advise you to do more research and take it yourself and see what the effects are. There actually was a company that called it a snake oil, and there was a lawsuit, and our parent company actually won the lawsuit, disputing those claims. And I have more information of that. I don't want to be too specific because I don't want to speak something out of my league until I can show it on paper. But I do know there was a large lawsuit after that. There were some questions about, the quality of the product at some points, but we triple lab test everything with our product, and we are very stringent. We have lot numbers on all our products that a lot of companies don't have, so you can actually trace it back to a specific batch and whatnot.
Well, you obviously have much more concern about quality control because, just batch numbers and
correct,
identifying the amounts, you're much more like a, not to insult anybody, like an actual drug or manufacturing company yes. that's trying to do something legit, you know.
Absolutely. And I would say that I welcome skeptics because guess what, Anthony? I'm a skeptic. I'll share how I got to this. It's an amazing story. It's an interesting story that I'm sure we'll share probably after the break, but I'm a natural skeptic. I have to vet everything.
Well, we have about 5 minutes. If you want to start the story,
absolutely.
You know, wherever you want. I know you had an interesting number of experiences happen regarding how you came across CBD oil. So start with one, and then I'll holler when we have to go to commercials. Go ahead.
Sounds great. So it actually started very earthly, and then it turned spiritual, and that's how I know it was a total complete answer for me. If that makes sense. So my ex-girlfriend's father was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer in December of 2015. He was given 18 months to live. And I had a medical card already, and I knew that at least marijuana would help with chemo and nausea and possibly with radiation. You've heard all those stories. So I actually took him to a couple seminars around the valley with medical dispensaries. And when I say the valley, I mean Phoenix, Phoenix area. So I started researching, you know, how I can help him after his chemo treatment not feel sick or not feel worse. And during that, this is when CBD came to me. The doctor started talking about, and it was a medical doctor that works in the holistic world now, and he talks about CBD being this pretty amazing thing, and came across this product called Rick Simpson Oil. Rick Simpson Oil was named after a gentleman, surprisingly, named Rick Simpson. And he claims that he cured his cancer by making this product out of marijuana. The challenge with that was you have to take a gram of his product a day. He tells you to take a gram of a product every day for 90 days to have a real good fighting chance. The challenge with medical marijuana, though, if it's derived from marijuana, each gram could have potentially up to 600 milligrams of THC. Mm. You can't function on 600 milligrams. I mean, when people talk about getting high, they're talking 10, 15 milligrams in a quote unquote, you know, whatever they take to get high. He works with power tools. He has to get up and down ladders. He has to drive around sites. He works in remodeling. He works in construction. He can't provide for his family and do this. Yet he had to do both. So that's how I got into CBD as a whole. That's how I understood the CBD was working. What's interesting is February of this year, my godmother's sister-in-law, she lives in Phoenix. She calls me up on a Monday night and she goes, "What do you know about CBD?" And I naturally said, "Actually, I know a lot because I've been studying with my ex's dad to help him out with getting some alternative treatments." So she said, "There's a meeting on Tuesday night. Would you like to go?" And I look at my watch and I'm like, it's like 10 o'clock at night on a Monday. You want me to go to a meeting Tuesday? And if anyone's familiar with Phoenix area, there's hundreds of miles between two places in Phoenix. Okay. It is a drive. There's just a lot of traffic. So, but something in me said, go. So I went Tuesday night. And, you know, we had people telling their story, and I'll be honest, same thing. Skeptic in me said, wow, these stories sound way too good to be true. But then they started talking about some of the actual quote unquote science behind that, right? The CBD, right. What it is and how it works. And everything resonated because I had already studied this for a year. So 2 weeks later, I signed up. I signed up with my godmother's sister-in-law, and we've been doing this together since February 27th of this year. Mm. Now, what's great about this is my ex's dad, he's 20 months in, and they gave him a hard – they gave him – I'm sorry. He's 22 months in. They gave him a hard 18 months. Wow. And I personally believe that it's helping him lengthen his quality of life, give him more time with his daughter and his wife. And it's a better quality of life. I see him, you know, whenever I can.
So he's still okay. He's still doing very well.
He's still doing very well. As a matter of fact, he takes chemo. And if I could tell him to be careful with that, I think, you know, we all hear about what chemo is. It's basically affecting the effectiveness of the CBD oil in some way, because chemotherapy is basically, as a whole, you know, no disrespect to the industry, it's basically poison, right? It's a race against time. You either kill the cancer or you kill the patient. There's no in between there.
Yeah. We're just getting ready to go to break. And just one quick thing, two quick things. I don't mind running a pinch over. One, somebody said Old Time Snake Oil was filled with opioids and cocaine. The 1930s changed much of that. But he remembered taking cough medicines in the 40s loaded with opioids. I guess you get somebody high enough, they're not going to care if they're coughing. But somebody also asked, what about, and this, you may not be aware of this, what about sleep apnea? Do you think CBD oil can help that?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great question as well.
Go ahead.
There are studies that show, once again, I'd refer you to echoconnection.org, but I'd also want you to contact me offline so we can have a conversation about it. One of the funny thing is, if you're familiar with COPD.
Yes. Yes.
One of the most effective ways to take CBD is to vape. And if you ever told someone with COPD that they would smoke something to help with their COPD, they would think you're crazy. But once again, the way it works and the way it's administered in the lungs is a very effective way for COPD, asthma, and things like that. I'm not a doctor, once again, but I have seen we do have people that with asthmatic issues, COPD, and some other sleep apnea, those types of things as well.
Well, you may not be a doctor, but you certainly witnessed and read the statistics and seen it in action. So that's...
I have.
Yes, valid enough for me.
And what I would actually say is, as well, is there's an article on Echo Connection, 5 types of medications that CBD could potentially replace.
Hmm.
And painkillers is one of them. Anti-anxiety medications is another. Depression medications. Anti-epilepsy medications. And sleeping pills. So that runs the gamut of pretty much everything that we've talked about today already.
Wow. Okay. We're going to break for a commercial. I want to discuss this when we come back, but this may not be connected directly to you. The person in the chat room who has been using CBD stuff says anti-inflammation and puts a big exclamation point. Somebody else says, I can tell you that my kidneys shut down after I took quite a bit of THC from a legal dispensary. Now, we're talking about, I guess, medical marijuana at this point. I went to the dispensary for the first time, and they presented the products in a way that made it seem I could take the product as candy. And dosing is really up to the patient, so she took a lot. So,
interesting. I'd like to hear about that.
Can I take just any dose of the non-THC stuff? Like, is there a risk of overdoing it? Is what the question.
Once again, I will tell you we have a product that is our most potent, quote unquote, potent supplement product. Mm-hmm. It's suggested daily usage is 120 milligrams of CBD. Now, we are administering 4 milligrams of CBD per kilogram for children. So once again, a 110-pound child is getting 200 milligrams of CBD in studies.
Mm.
So we're not finding that our highest, most potent product is having that kind of effect.
Okay.
Once again, I would always ask, if you have questions, you do have medical professionals, but a lot of medical professionals are not trained on this yet.
No, not quite yet.
But remember, THC and CBD are different. So
yes.
The person that ingested a lot of THC is going to have different effects.
Yeah, just as I mentioned, and then we're going to actually go to commercial. Hemp itself, which is also a form of cannabis, has less than 0.3% THC, whereas marijuana, which some of us are using for medical reasons and some of us are using for recreational use, has anywhere from 5 to 35%. So you're talking at least like 100% more in medical marijuana than might be in hemp. So,
And if I may interject one more thing, Anthony, there's a concentrate you can take. I actually have a THC product that is 75%+ THC.
Ah.
I mean, they're making some pretty strong concentrates as well. So when we talk about the 5 to 35%, it's generally in the flower at budding, like when they cut it.
Right.
It has that THC content. A lot of dispensaries and a lot of companies are making concentrates, so they're actually 75%, 80% THC now.
These people are not going to be able to leave their house, for God's sake.
It's true. I've seen it.
We're cutting to a commercial. Just one quick statement from somebody in the chat room. Yes, it has helped me with pain, helped my husband with mobility in his trigger finger and pain in his knees, as well as regulating his blood sugars. It helped her daughter with anxiety. And then she just says lots of personal stories out there. So on that note, we are actually going to go to about 3 minutes of commercials, and we'll be right back. And we are back for the last segment of Cosmic Tuesdays, which is heard every Monday evening from 9:30 to 11 p.m. It is October 30th, 2017, and we are chewing the fat with Mark. Mark, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Galactic Empire with an H, not Empire, .com is a place to check out. He's just starting his website up, and he's going to be in a lot of information about it. You also want to mention echoconnection.org is another place where you can do research. There's apparently some articles posted there with research about CBD oil and the different uses of hemp that have some interest for those of you. And you've got a lot, there's not a lot of people in the chat room, but I think we're all going to be buying stuff from you, just as a mention. Okay.
Well, so, I'm not here to sell anything. I'm here to share, and we'll go from there.
Well, so. No, I understand. This is not an infomercial. I just want to mention that.
Not at all.
But I do. But you know, you are actually certainly representing a company that is dedicated to doing it right. You know,
which absolutely.
Is, you know, measurements and I don't know, treating it like it's a real thing and not just something to make money off of. So. Yeah,
and the CEO of the parent company has his own story, and I'll share that when you reach out to me. I'll share his story as well,
okay.
And he might even get on the call and share his story with
okay.
you.
Okay, how the CBD company that you work with? How did you get involved with them?
So this is what happened. My godmother's sister-in-law calls me, and she right. says, there's a meeting. Would you like to go? I sign up. Now, this is where it gets interesting. I shared my spiritual journey last time we spoke.
Mm-hmm.
Crystal Vermeer is a psychic medium. I referenced her in my spiritual journey. This is where I knew it all came together. I knew it was the right path. Crystal will allow me to share her story, so I made sure that she would let me do it.
Okay.
But I signed up February 27th, but Crystal had some medical issues going on in December of 2016. And she was sitting there, and she always has a notepad and paper because she always gets messages. And she was feeling a little bit down in the dumps, watching TV, and started scribbling. And she scribbled Amway. She scribbled shit ton of money. And she scribbled ingesting marijuana. So this was December of 2016. Now, I had a reading with her in October of 2016. We had just met then. We weren't very close at all. But this is what's interesting. She wrote this down. She reached out to her daughter, and she's like, what does ingest marijuana mean? And her daughter says, Mom, you're talking about CBD. You're talking about CBD. But she could have called me in December, right? And if she had called me in December, I would not have had any understanding of this company. Yet I signed up February 27th. A week later, she calls me literally out of the blue. She goes, Mark, you have a medical marijuana license or card, don't you? And I said, absolutely. She goes, what do you know about CBD? I mean, it was the mirrored question that my sister or my godmother's sister-in-law had asked me. The first one was, that's funny you should ask me. I know a lot about CBD. This one was, that's funny you should ask me. I just signed up with a company that does CBD.
Coincidence.
And she said,
synchronicity. Yeah, go ahead.
It's synchronicity. Once again, if she had said it a month earlier, there would have been no context for me. And she said, is it a multi-level marketing company? Is it like an, you know, Amway? Because she wrote down Amway. And I said, yes, it is, actually. As a matter of fact, how would you know that? And then she goes, is it new? Because it had to be a new company. We'd only been around less than 2 years. I said, it's absolutely relatively new. And then she signed up. And I know in my heart that it's all coming together in that way. I affectionately call our team a spirit squad in a weird way, but we have a lot of other people. But it's really a calling for us.
Well, I mean, that actually ties in because Bill is saying, is his company set up like Amway or that other company, forgetting the name, where one cannot just buy something but have to become an agent? How is
What? This is where it's interesting. When you talk about Amway and these other companies, there's that pyramid name, right? You get that pyramid scheme type connection, right? We do not get paid for signing people up to be what we call brand ambassadors.
Okay.
We can set, you can purchase the product as much or as little as you want. You can also become a brand ambassador if you want. Most of us choose that route because we actually get paid to take the product versus just getting a discount on the product. Because we have a group and a team of people. Now, the reason that a direct marketing works for this is because of the stigma. Anthony, you yourself said that you don't understand, you know, it's pretty new knowledge, right?
Right.
You can't exactly advertise hemp in just major publications because people still have that misnomer. They link it with marijuana and things like that. So when we talk about direct marketing, the reason the structure is because it's face-to-face contact. It helps us explain what it is and how it works
right.
A much better way in a small group. So that's how we have it. But I don't care what you do with it, to be completely honest. We have a huge team of people. We probably have 100 people in our team since February. Mm-hmm. But you don't have to do that if you don't choose. I think I mentioned Stephanie Gerard. She's a psychic medium in Washington. And you may even have her on your show in the future.
I might.
She just bought the product. She didn't want anything to do with the other part. And she's welcome to do that.
Okay. So options are available. Nothing's necessarily getting pushed on somebody one way or the other.
That is correct. It's not our job to tell you what to do with it.
Right.
We are here to share the knowledge. And if it resonates with you, like you said at the beginning of your show, if it resonates, then we welcome you with open arms. If it doesn't resonate, that's okay.
And we have a question from the chat room, which it's about other CDB companies, but I'm put it to you. Is there a danger of different online CBD companies potentially tainting their products with drugs or other ingredients? Now, I know earlier we talked about so-called filler oil, but what about somebody playing games with this stuff and trying to put something in it? Or have you heard any stories, is the best way to put it, without naming names, of extremely suspicious CBD oil companies?
Well, the regulations are tough. I mean, I've heard people selling hemp water on eBay, where they just take hemp leaves and they put them in water. I don't know how that works, and they try to absorb it. One of the best extraction methods is alcohol. So you have to be very careful on how the CBD is extracted. We actually use decarboxylation, which is the method that's the most pure, cleanest method. I don't speak poorly of other companies. Unfortunately, I can't speak for them. But if you do read the ingredients, if alcohol is used as in the extraction process to get the CBD in the liquid, you're basically taking alcohol. That's not good, like ethyl alcohol, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I would certainly steer away from that. I'd rather go the natural route with just the pure oil itself.
Now, out of curiosity, you're saying a lot of doctors might not be familiar with it and know what to prescribe for what particular situation. And I know you're saying you just sell it and people can do with it what they want. Are there areas where you can find out what suggested dosages are, what to use them for? Is there a particular CBD oil clearinghouse or webpage or something?
With Echo Connection, like I said, the studies, I believe, even go into the quote-unquote dosages and those other scientific studies. Like we said, normal, healthy human beings, in general, they say 50 milligrams of CBD a day. Our products are based on a 30-day supply of 50 milligrams. We also have a product that's 120 milligrams a day for 30 days. We have, obviously, the more quote-unquote extreme the medical condition, the greater the concentration may be more effective. But it's very challenging. It kind of is a give and take. You start taking this, and that's what happened to me. You start realizing where your level is. In my understanding, I haven't seen anybody overdose on anything like this. And to be honest, I wouldn't think that you'd want to take more than X or Y. I believe Crystal tells me that she takes probably 220 milligrams a day.
Okay.
But I take, right now, I take 120 milligrams a day. I take our flagship product.
Mm-hmm. So some people have to figure it out for themselves, but it doesn't sound like it's particularly dangerous to work it out either. So
I would say, you know, personally, we actually have a zero THC product. It's about 90% effective of the what we call a full spectrum that has all the other cannabinoids. I am finding that as a great starting point because it's literally pure CBD oil. It's about 56 milligrams a day. 31 milligrams in an oil form, 25 milligrams in a capsule midday. The reason we do use a capsule, it's a lot more convenient, right? At lunchtime, to take a capsule, you're not going to be pulling out oil and spilling it everywhere.
No, that wouldn't be very easy. So you know, it's interesting because this is something that's bursting out after like 70 years of, you know, being hidden under the covers and stuff, and it's a matter of getting the corporations under control. I know it's been oil, big oil has been against it. Foresters have been against it. One of the fascinating things in that article about Henry Ford was when he made the car itself out of hemp, and it also ran on hemp oil. And they were talking about how it was the hemp plates, for want of a better term, were actually as strong, if not stronger than steel.
Ten times stronger than steel. And lighter. I believe the video shows him taking a hammer to the paneling, and it doesn't even dent. They just wipe it right off.
So. It looked like that. I only got that link shortly before we went on the air, so I didn't do a full it's definitely worth checking out.
And I would certainly ask you to research that, too, because Henry Ford was a visionary. I mean, he saw the applications.
Right.
He was an American. I mean, he was a true patriot. He believed in the farmers, and he believed in giving back in its own way. And he found all these amazing things from what we had already.
And just as I mentioned, I'm putting the URL in the chat room. I also want to mention, if you're curious about Henry Ford, it is at collectiveevolution.com. There's a hyphen there, collectiveevolution.com/2013/02/25. Or you could just Google Henry Ford hemp plastic car stronger, and you'll probably get a way to there.
Or you could reach out to me. I'm here to share the information. I know that this is going to spark a lot of contact, and this is my passion. This is my purpose. I'm here to share knowledge, and I'm here to share it with anyone who wants to talk with me about it.
Yeah, we got people. Oh, somebody said yes. Years ago, got squat on YouTube. Apparently, the video is also on YouTube because somebody said, "What, Henry Ford really did that?" And I'm saying, "Yes, he did. He was a visionary in his own way. I won't even talk about his darker side, but he certainly did a lot to change the world in positive ways too." So
absolutely.
Well, this is all pretty fascinating in general. It sounds kind of exciting because we're coming to a point now. People are getting more and more wary of all the meds. You know, it's got to the point with medicine that you go to your doctor, and they prescribe something for you, and it's just sort of like, well, maybe I want to get rid of this condition. I don't want to live with it. So it'd be nice to see more natural, more organic kind of things come into play here and take care of issues that maybe you don't have to be addicted to a particular drug for the rest of your life. You know.
Correct.
Something
about that too, Anthony, if I may. You know, we've always had this hub and spoke way to get information, right? We've had people in power telling us what's right for us, what's wrong for us.
Right.
You know, we are now starting to share around the spoke, from spoke to spoke, through social media, through understanding. We are now kind of circumventing the people in control, and to be completely honest, they're a little concerned about that, because the one thing that people want if they're in control is to keep control, right?
Yes.
When I use politicians as a piece, and I'm not going to get political, but the first job of a politician is not to serve the people, it's to get reelected.
Yeah.
You know, unfortunately, that seems to be the case. So we are now starting to be very open-minded and understand and listen to each other in a much different way than we ever had the ability to. So I'm grateful for all of that.
No, I definitely I know what you're talking about, because I think the top down, the pyramids method of society has worked maybe fine for thousands of years, but it's changed. It's more tribal now. We're almost back to individuals connected through like Facebook than having to go to the main office and having to go down from there all the time. So yeah, I will say social media is changing the kind of way we look at things, and is taking power away for good or for bad from the people in charge.
Yes. And there are some people that take advantage of that portion of it, and they send misinformation. But to your point, when you started the broadcast, you spoke about personal truth, right? It's your personal truth.
Right.
Everyone is different. There is not a one-size-fits-all in this world.
Yeah, it isn't. And I think it's – well, astrologically also, we're entering the Aquarian Age, which you know, look, you could argue with astrologers it could happen anywhere from like 1700 to now, but the thing is, there has been a shift, in the ages of astrology are about 2,000 years long. So we're kind of shifting into a more Aquarius is about the future. It's about new ideas, new concepts. It's about the individual both expressing themselves and also serving humanity. The symbolism of Aquarius is the water bearer. It's not the water, it's the fact that this person serves the tribe. He goes down to the river, he gets the water filled up, and brings it back to people so they can cook. Of course, we're going back centuries at this point. But that was the symbol of the water bearer. He served the society, and I think we're coming to an age when more and more of us are trying to serve society and trying to make these connections. And this certainly fits every level of the Aquarian Age. It's futuristic, it's old, it's useful, it's individualized. You can divorce yourself from major corporations and take care of your own stuff. So
but technology's come a long way too, because you know, the extraction method is pretty high tech. Let's be honest, even though it's still all natural, it's a very high tech extraction method that normally you just eat it back in the day, right? So we're able to get concentrations higher and still be natural. And that's something that's really important as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're down to about 4 minutes left, so we're going to have to wrap this show up. Mark, you've opened up so many doors here, and you've certainly made lots and lots of people, we're getting cynical chat rumors saying doctors and pharmacies want to treat the symptoms, not find the cure. No money in the cure.
That's correct.
And Bill says one has to go to the mind to find the cures. And I'm a big fan of combining the two. I'm not anti-doctor, but I think spiritual healing and mental healing are an important part of it all, not just taking a drug. There's a spiritual side to every illness. So it seems like
that's true.
This is something that can, help our friend earlier who was talking about CBD. That's where it all starts. She says, one of the reasons I'm so intrigued by CBD is, she says, there are receptors in the brain and throughout the body. So, okay. Sounds good to me. We're wrapping up. Mark Pulse, P-U-L-S. You can find him on Facebook if you want to go directly to him. You can go to Galactic Hempire. That's with an H, H-E-M-P-I-R-E.com. That's also a Facebook page that has just been started, but more things will be added. So contact him if you have any questions whatsoever about all this stuff. I'm sure there are thousands of questions. We've probably barely touched what this is about. I do want to mention, if you're listening to the show, in the opening and closing, opening and closing music is Mike Freeman, Zona Vibe, and you can find him at jazzvibe.com. He's got a number of CDs. You can listen to some samples there. I love his stuff, which is why I use it on my show, and maybe you'll like it, and maybe you'll pick up a few CDs yourself. So, Mark, thank you a thousand times a thousand. And
thank you.
It's,
and if I may, really quickly, I am national. We're actually international. So if I have enough of a group of people, I will come visit anyone. That's what I'm here for.
Okay,
we have people flying around the country for all of this. So
somebody puts together a group of like 10 or 15 people and they want to you address them, you could be contacted, and you would possibly fly. Maybe
absolutely.
More okay, definitely.
I'd start with probably phone conversations, but we certainly could go and take off from there. There is a business aspect to this, and this is going to be my full time very soon.
Okay.
My one and only purpose. So
you're out there changing the world, and hopefully we'll change with it.
I hope so.
I think I'm ready to. I got my money ready. I just got to find out what it's for, what to use it for. So thank you very, very much. You have a good night, Mark. And now we're going to end with a song called Pendulum from Mike Freeman's Zona Vibe from their most recent album called Blue Jade. So thanks again, Mark, and here we go.
Thank you.
Once again, that was an interview I conducted with Anthony S. Pico, professional astrologer, back on October 30th, 2017. I hope everyone gets out to vote today. It's very important. For whom you vote does not matter, but I hope that you do go out there and vote. Thank you again for checking this out. We will have a brand new episode on Friday, November 6th. British people say 6th, so I'll say 6th. But November 6th, we'll have a brand new episode out. Thanks so much for listening to this one, guys. Please get out to vote. Have a great day. Good luck, everybody.
1, 2, 3, 4. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. I hate to leave you, but I really must say,